It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What if I told you that you already have everything you need to feel calmer right here, right now? In this episode, I'm sharing five quick, simple tools that can help you ground yourself anywhere.
Welcome to Chapter 2, the podcast for women rising after breast cancer, broken relationships, burnout, or big life changes. I'm Amy Smart, and this is our space to reclaim, rebuild, and rewrite our stories together.
Welcome back to Chapter 2, where we talk about rebuilding life with gentleness, intention, and hope. In the last episode, we chatted about the power of saying no, how creating space is actually an act of self-care and freedom. Today, I want to carry that forward with something super practical, healing tools you can use anywhere. So here's the thing. For a long time, I thought healing had to be big and dramatic, that I had to block out an entire day for self-care, go on a weekend retreat, or sit cross-legged in total silence for an hour. But what I've learned is that sometimes the biggest healing often happens in the tiniest moments. It's not always grand or Instagram worthy. Sometimes it's just three deep breaths before walking into work. Sometimes it's putting your hand on your heart and reminding yourself that you're safe. In this episode, I will share five grounding practices that I use in my life and that you can take with you anywhere. They don't require a special setup or a lot of time, and they are so simple that even my kids use them. They're small, gentle resets because sometimes those are exactly what we need. The first tool is so simple, but it can shift everything. So what I want you to do is place your hand on your heart. Feel the warmth of your palm, the beating of your heart in your chest. Close your eyes if you can. And take three slow, deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Notice how your shoulders soften just a little. Notice how your body feels supported. This practice tells your nervous system that you're safe. You're okay. It's one of my favorites because you can literally do it anywhere. At your desk, in the bathroom if you need a private moment. I've even done it in the middle of a stressful conversation because you can just quietly put your hand on your chest and take your deep breaths without anyone even noticing. The second tool is a five senses grounding exercise. We actually started using this one when my son developed anxiety around my cancer diagnosis. It was so easy that even he was able to pick it up at such a young age. It's especially helpful when your mind is racing or you feel stuck in that pattern of worry. Here's how it works. Name five things you see, four things you hear, three things you can touch, two things you smell, one thing you taste. It pulls you out of your head and into the present moment. You might notice the color of the sky, the hum of a fridge, the feel of your sweater against your skin. Suddenly, you're back in your body, anchored in the here and now. This is such a powerful one to use if you're in a waiting room or even before bed when your brain doesn't want to switch off, because it narrows your focus and eases the spiraling we often feel when anxiety and worry sets in. The third tool is what I call the one-sentence journal. We don't always have time to write pages and pages, but we usually have time to write one sentence. It could be as simple as, "I feel anxious today because of that meeting," or "I feel grateful for the sunshine." Writing one sentence is enough to pause, check in with yourself, and give your feelings a little room to breathe. I've even typed mine into the notes app on my phone while standing in line somewhere. It's not about being perfect. It's about validating your feelings and making space for your inner voice. The fourth tool is stepping outside. It sounds almost too simple, but there is something so regulating about fresh air and just a change of scenery. If you can, let your feet touch the ground. Look up at the sky and just feel the air on your skin. Even just 1 or 2 minutes outside can shift your perspective. It's a reminder that the world is bigger than this one moment, and that you're part of something steady and grounding. If you're at work, walk to the window. If you're home, step onto the porch or balcony. The smallest bit of nature connection can work wonders. And the last tool might actually surprise you: drinking water slowly. Most of us gulp water while we're doing 3 other things and thinking about the next 3 things that we have to do after that. But what if you paused, held the cup in your hands, and took slow, mindful sips? Notice the coolness of the water, the way it feels as you swallow. I've actually even done this as part of my morning meditation with a cup of coffee. It's a built-in pause button, something you can have access to all day long, and it reminds you that even the most ordinary routines can become moments of healing when you approach them with intention. I've used these tools in so many places, waiting for doctor's appointments, on my walk home from work after a tough day, or when my kids are buzzing with so much energy and I feel myself getting overwhelmed. Sometimes I use all 5 throughout a day, and other times 1 is enough. The point isn't to do them perfectly, it's to remember you have options. You're not powerless in those hard moments. You have tools to bring yourself back to calm, even if just for a breath or two. So today I want to leave you with this. Healing doesn't have to be complicated. Sometimes the smallest practices, the ones you can do in less than a minute, are the ones that carry you through. I'd love for you to try one of these tools this week, see how it feels. And if you already have your own quick reset, I'd love to hear about it. You can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn, or just share it with someone you love. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Remember, small steps are still steps, and you're moving forward, 1 breath at a time. Until next time, reclaim, rebuild, and rewrite. Your story isn't over. Your next chapter begins with you.